NASA has announced its first major reform since the Space Shuttle Columbia accident. The space agency said yesterday it will create an independent engineering and safety center. It'll be based in Hampton, Virginia, and have about 250 employees. The move is a response to criticisms raised by investigators of the Columbia disaster. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
NASA is doing now essentially what it did 17 years ago after the Challenger accident. Then NASA decided it needed an independent group of people devoted to safety issues. It reorganized and created an Office of Safety and Mission Assurance. Today, that office has a total of 4,342 engineers, scientists, and other staff. Roughly 900 are employed directly by NASA, the rest through contractors. But investigators looking into the recent Columbia accident concluded NASA still had problems. Retired Admiral Harold Gaiman, who is heading the investigation, spoke to the Senate Commerce Committee in May.
The key advisors, the people who would bring up alternative points of view, the people who would say, wait a minute, this is not safe, they're in the room, but they can't come and argue their cases with 18 inches worth of documentation because they aren't funded well enough. They're not independently funded. There aren't enough people in there to do that independent research in order that they can come to the table and make a persuasive argument. And so the safety, we find the safety organization is on paper perfect. But when you bore down a little bit deeper, you don't find any there.
NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe sat beside Admiral Gaiman during that hearing, but the two rarely looked at each other. Yesterday, O'Keefe announced that NASA would be creating the new safety center in part to address Gaiman's concerns. The exact details of its operation haven't been determined, but O'Keefe says it will be based out of NASA's Langley Research Center in Virginia. He says the center will have the authority to recruit engineers and researchers from anywhere within NASA to perform safety studies, the equivalent of the courts calling on citizens to serve for jury duty. Additionally, the center's employees will watch for dangerous trends. Insulating foam came loose during every shuttle launch, but no one apparently took the risk seriously. O'Keefe said yesterday he expects employees at the center would only stay there for 3 to 5 years. He said he hoped that would help maintain a fresh perspective on things.
Because part of the lesson learned that came out of this experience that I caught right between the eyes is when you look at things often enough, you start thinking they're normal, even if they aren't. When you look at anomalies often enough, you tend to get to the point where you sit back and say, gee, I've seen this before, so it must be the way things go. This is not peculiar to engineers, but we as human beings tolerate this all the time. Anytime we walk by and see homeless folks, you know, on a street, in a doorway, and we just don't take any never mind to it.
After the Challenger accident, NASA instituted something called the NASA Safety Reporting System to make sure safety concerns got a proper hearing. It allows employees to raise issues anonymously if they like. O'Keefe said the new safety center will take over that reporting system and make it easier to use.
So that there will be no doubt that what they'll get is the input from anybody and everybody who thinks there's anything even slightly off in the process and who feels they cannot raise it.
The Columbia Accident Investigation Board expects to release its final report sometime in August. The board has said it will be very, very thick and that about half of it will focus on management issues. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.